detail and defect. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, for of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat it, you shall die." Now the serpent was more than crafty than any of the wild animals of the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "You may eat of the fruit of the tree in the garden. But God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die." The serpent said to the woman, "You will not die. God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the tree was the fruit, and that it was delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave one to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes were both broken, and they knew that they were naked, and that they sewed fig leaves together and made one pot for themselves. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So would you like to stand? We'll sing our next song in a moment. Lord, it's very dangerous leaving jelly babies around here. They might have a sudden habit of vanishing. So today we're going to think together about something that every single one of us, young or old, does every day. We've all got to make choices. Now, some choices are really small. We think about what we're going to wear in the morning. We think about what we're going to eat every day for lunch. And we think quite often about what game we're going to play today or what book we're going to read. And some of the choices are really big. How do we treat people when they are unkind to us? When it's hard, do we tell the truth or do we tell a lie? And quite often, are we going to follow God's way and do what God wants, or are we going to turn around and go our own way? Our Bible story this morning tells us about the very first people, Adam and Eve, and the first really big choice they had to make. And Adam and Eve tell us, they teach us, that the choices that we make really matter. Not just for us, but the choices we make also matter to people around us. So God created Adam and Eve and put them in a really beautiful garden called Eden. Imagine the most perfect place you could think of. All the colourful flowers, all the delicious fruit, the animals, no pain and no sadness. God gave them everything they needed in that garden. But God also gave Adam and Eve something else. God gave them freedom. He told them they could eat from any tree in the garden except one, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And God gave them that choice, not because God wanted to spoil their fun, but because God loved them and wanted to protect them from harm. So one day the serpent came up to Eve, and this servant was very clever and tricky. And the serpent said to Eve, "Did God really say you mustn't eat the fruit, mustn't eat from any tree?" The snake twisted God's words and made the forbidden fruit look really tempting, a bit like we saw with those jelly babies. And Eve looked at the fruit. It was beautiful. It looked delicious. And the serpent had promised it would make her wise. And so she took a bite. And Adam, who was also with her, took a bite as well. And when they did that, everything changed. They realized they weren't wearing any clothes. They felt shame, and so they hid themselves from God. And their perfect relationship with God was broken because they turned away and done their own thing. So Adam and Eve's story teaches us some important truths about what it means to make choices. And the first thing is that every choice we make has consequences. Every choice is going to lead us somewhere. Good choices will bring peace and joy. They'll bring us closer to God. But if we make wrong choices, those can hurt other people. They can bring regret on us and other people, and they can distance us, take us away from God. And we know, just like with the jelly babies, that temptation can often look like a really good thing. The fruit in the Garden of Eden on that tree looked really good. And the serpent's words to Eve really sounded convincing. But not everything that looks good is really good for us. Sometimes the easiest or the most exciting choice is the thing that's going to lead us away from God. But we also know that God loves us, even when we make mistakes. And even though Adam and Eve disobeyed, God didn't stop loving them. God cared for them. God clothed them. But God also promised a Saviour who would one day make everything all right again. And that person was Jesus. And we know that Jesus knew what it was like to be tempted as well. Three times, right at the beginning of his story, he was in the wilderness and the devil tempted him, turning rocks into bread or throwing himself off the highest building and being saved by the angels. Jesus too, like us, was given choices, but he stayed faithful to God throughout. The choices we make also have an impact on people around us. They have impacts on our parents. They have impacts on our children as well. So if you're tempted to do something that you know is wrong, like telling lies to avoid trouble, being mean to a brother or sister, or ignoring what your parents ask you to do, you can stop and think, is the choice I'm making now going to make God happy? If it's not, we need to ask God to help us to do the right thing. We do that by praying, and we ask God to help us make the right choice, the right decision. And for those of us who may be parents or we care for other people that we care for, our children, our families, they'll learn more from the things that we do rather than the things that we say. So we've got a responsibility to show others what wise choices, good choices, look like. And those choices are lived out in how we speak, how we handle the times when we're frustrated, and how we treat others, the things we say and don't say about other people. But choices also mean different things for everyone. So before we've got to make a big decision, why not pray? In the book of James in the New Testament, the writer says that if we ask God for wisdom, God will give it to us generously, James 1:5. So every day we've got the chance to make choices that either bring us closer to God or they pull us away. Why don't we decide and pray that we want to be a church family that chooses God's way? Even when it's not the easiest way, even when we know that making the easiest choice would take us further away from God, let's choose to make a struggle sometimes. Choose the difficult way, because that might well bring us closer to God, but it will also impact the effect that we have on other people. So let's pray. Lord, we thank and praise you for giving us the ability to choose. Help us, Lord, to listen to your voice. Help us to resist temptation and make the choices that honor you. Jesus, thank you for loving us even when we get it wrong. Holy Spirit, teach us to walk in your ways every day. Amen.